Our episodes contain graphic information and at times strong language that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Would you like some murder with your coffee?
Welcome to Morning Murders. I'm Nicole.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Brenna. We're just three gals that like to sit around, drink coffee, and talk about true crime.
True crime.
Yeah. Amongst other true things.
Yeah.
Yes. Like cryptids and what to do in case you die, because you will die.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And other really cool stuff.
Yeah.
And probably like, I don't know, I'm sure we've talked about like puppets and other things too.
Lots of weird stuff.
Yeah.
We and got more to come.
And you're still here, so obviously you're into that weird stuff too.
Yeah. Hello, Bean.
Beans here in our season three.
Three.
Where are we? What season is it? What life are we in?
I heard Ice Cream Social recently finished their first season with 1,000
episodes. 1,000 episodes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, congratulations, Scoops.
Yes, Scoops. Yes, yes.
Scoops. We love Scoops. Congratulations.
That's brilliant.
On 1,000
episodes.
By this point, like forever ago, but I hope your second season is...
just as juicy.
Yes.
Just as juicy.
I don't know why that came out, but...
I like that.
Juicy ice cream.
Juicy. Nom, nom, nom.
Juicy is just a good word.
Yeah.
Makes me happy.
Yeah. It was fun. What they made, the, like, cool superhero-themed stuff that we were all included in.
Yeah.
That was dope. Was so my cool. Mom is a big, like, superhero fan of all kinds and Marvel of all kinds and all of that. And I was like, look, Mommy, I'm an X-Man.
That's great.
Look at me.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We love you, Beans. Don't forget that we have, like, a little merch store and all sorts of stuff going on and fun, fancy, free things. Just come check us out. You can see Nicole and I doing weekly stuff on Weed D&D.
Yes, every Tuesday.
Yeah, on Twitch, Art Hard Studios. That is Art Hard Studios. Twitch.tv/ArtHardStudios.
Yes.
So you can see us every Tuesday. And then Amanda and I do burlesque because I find ways to make them come with me with everything I do.
We are all very codependent.
Yeah.
And Nicole and I need a hobby.
I know. Yeah, I was thinking that.
We got to do.
What are we going to do? We have to think of our thing.
Okay. All right.
We'll get there.
So we do burlesque, Naughty Harlot. You can find us on Instagram. And then soon you're going to find out what sort of, like, weird pottery these two are going to start making. Like, fucking cool, weird craft. I can't wait for you guys to be some sort of, like, soldering something where you have to wear, like, a mask and there's a torch involved, I just assume.
Of course.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
We just really like wearing overalls.
Yeah, so. Overalls are great.
Yeah.
So many different versions of overalls.
Any excuse. Take some aerial yoga classes together, like a bunch of friends.
Oh, I mean, I really do
want to
do that.
I do want to do that. Yeah.
I want to start. I mean, we've talked about it before. We're going to get off topic.
That's fine.
We're just like
a circus act.
Friends.
Guys, we have to bring out Chandelier Girls.
Chandelier Girls!
Oh, my God. They took our idea.
Ours is better. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
No one's doing what we did.
That day at the cabin.
Yeah, that day at the cabin where no bodies were created or buried.
Right.
Definitely not.
No, not at all. That's fine. She'll just cut this whole thing out anyways.
Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, now I'm keeping
it
in.
I knew that was exactly it. I knew that was it. I was like,
that's
I know
what
one
happened.
Way to make sure this stays in. I needed the alibi. Anyways, go ahead.
You guys want to, like, talk? You want to do an episode?
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're in the mix for.
We are. Episode 10.
Because I took the time to write it, and I'd really like to tell you about it.
I would love to hear that. Guys, this is episode 10 of season 3.
Season 10. And
season 3.
Oh, did you say season 10?
Well, not yet. Not there yet.
I only had one cup of coffee. I did, too. All right, season 3, episode 10.
Woo.
Beep, beep, go.
Ba-doom, 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 ba-doom,
ba-doom,
ba-doom,
ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom. Are any of you familiar with... All right, no, but really. Are any of you familiar with the names CT Asia or Duan Thi Hong? Kind of glad to get these blank faces from you because while neither of these ladies are the ones who die in this case, they are still very much victims. Oh.
I'm going to start off today by just stating that this is a very politically driven case, and I got a C in poli-sci. So I'm just going to do the best I can and hopefully make things as clear as possible. But if I get something wrong, feel free to send a constructive email that I will not always read. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Remember, we're just three girls.
Yeah, we're just three girls. Pretty nice.
Talking about true crime.
We're all theater people.
Drinking coffee.
But I think I've done a good job of like putting it in a way that it would make sense to me.
Cool.
So
great.
Yeah, let's see.
I'm excited.
So starting with CT Asia from Indonesia. She was known to be a wonderful friend, always happy and bubbly. She got an education up to sixth grade, and then she had to work. So she went to Jakarta and worked in a clothing factory. It was very hard work with long 12-hour days. But it was also there that she fell in love with the owner. They were married, and she had her son at age 17. But unfortunately, by 2012, the couple was divorced, and CT and her son had to live with her ex-husband's father. This was obviously not an ideal situation, but eventually she was able to save up enough to move the two of them to Kuala Lumpur in hopes of a better life. But CT wasn't qualified for most work, so she ended up in a spa. She was incredibly unhappy with sex work and longed for something else. One day, she was sitting alone outside of her work, and this guy John, a cab driver, pulled up and asked if she was interested in doing some acting. He said someone approached him outside a mall looking for a lift, and when they got to talking, the man said he was looking for an actress to be involved in a prank video. Seeing this as her opportunity, CT said she was interested and was put in touch with a man who she would come to know only as James. And he was what?
Story.
You remember now?
So you much. Know this story?
Yeah.
I know this just because I have looked. I looked this up like the first season because it was so. I think I just heard
it's
about
crazy.
It.
It's crazy.
Funny. So go ahead. Right,
we're getting into it. Okay.
I don't know this one.
Okay. So then she met. Okay. So she met this guy James, and he introduced her to his boss, Mr. Chang. And then the other woman, her name is Duan Thi Hong. I hope I'm saying that correctly. She was an aspiring actress and singer from Hanoi, Vietnam. One night in a bar, she was introduced to a man who called himself simply Mr. Y. He introduced himself as a Japanese man working for the Korean media, making prank videos, and asked if she'd be interested in performing in his shorts. Not like his short shorts.
like his
video shorts. Duan was thrilled and immediately accepted. Mr. Y would go on to spoil Duan with gifts and trips and eventually just started to call himself her manager. She didn't really mind, though. She would refer to him as such as well. He then introduced her to his associate, who went by Hanamoni. The three of them went to dine at a North Korean restaurant. North Korean food, not inside of North Korea. Let me make that clear. Which was apparently known, though, for being a hub for double agent activity.
Double agent activity?
Cool. So for a while, Duan and CT were filming prank videos with their new bosses. Okay, so the pranks that the girls were doing were commonly called mistaken identity pranks. Mm. Basically, they would run up to someone and touch them, usually smearing baby oil or lotion on them or like spilling something on them and then saying, oops, sorry, wrong person, ha ha ha, and running away. You can actually find some of the videos online. And to the women, it all seemed pretty legit. They performed multiple mistaken identity pranks before February of 2017. In one of them, Duan is clearly seen at an airport performing the same prank where she runs up to a man, smears baby oil on his face, and then runs away. Remember this because it will become very important later on. After this particular prank, phone records show texts from James saying that he was scolded by his boss for her subpar work. She needs to make sure to hold that person's eyes closed for 3 to 5 seconds and then run their hands down the entire face. James tried rationing this by saying that the stickiness of their eyes for a few seconds is what gets the most stunned reactions.
She did one more. It's a science, these pranks.
Yes.
You know? Right.
She did one more prank after this at another airport, which was also caught on CCTV. After this take, there were again texts between James and Duan, and she asked if she did better this time, and he said yes, that his bosses were very pleased this time. Her next few pranks like this would take place at the Kuala Lumpur airport. But the big final prank, why we're here today, took place on February 13th, 2017. The night before, Duan recalled being told by Mr. Y that there would be two other actors involved in the prank, one female and one male.
He said he couldn't tell her who they were, otherwise it wouldn't seem natural enough and it would, like, ruin the vibe of the video.
Oh my God.
Oh, and that for that same reason, it would all be shot on hidden camera, so, like, don't bother looking for them.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
So on that day, both women were hanging out around the airport, the Kuala Lumpur airport. Duan was kind of hanging by check-in, and CT was with Mr. Chang at a nearby food court. When Mr. Chang spotted the male actor, he pointed him out to CT. Poured oil? That's it. Yep. Poured oil on her hands. And she ran off to perform the prank. So seeing this woman throwing her hands over the eyes of a startled man, Duan knew this must be the other actors and joined in on the prank as well, rubbing the face and eyes of the man and running off. Both women immediately went to restrooms to wash their hands, and then they left the airport. But the man, well, he wasn't an actor. In fact, he wasn't in on this prank at all. His name was Kim Jong-nam. You know, the exiled brother of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, scary-o.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so Kim Jong-nam, we ran to airport security and was taken to the medical center. He was dead within the hour.
Dead?
Yep.
Because, oh my God, this is, oh my God.
So the woman had rubbed a chemical nerve agent, VX, yeah, into his eyes and all over his face.
And it was on their hands?
Yeah.
And they had no idea? No.
Nope.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You guys, I wish you could see Nicole's face right now.
Yeah, they yeah, it is.
The whole thing is on video. You can see it because there's CCTV footage of them doing it.
Oh my God. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Okay,
so again.
Crappy happening everywhere, guys.
Everywhere. Okay, so I am not a poli-sci major. I'm just going to give you all my very layman's understanding of why this might have all been going down. So, Kim Jong-nam and Kim Jong-un have the same dad, and Kim Jong-un is older by 10 years. Okay, so Kim Jong-un's mom was like, I want my kid in charge. And Kim Jong-un was like, that's totally fine, dude. I'm not down with dictatorship. At one point, he left North Korea and used a fake Chinese passport to take his family to Disneyland in Japan, but he was busted by police.
Oh, the Disneyland Japan is so cool.
Yeah, and this made really Kim Jong-un, like, super mad. So Kim Jong-nam sent a letter to Kim Jong-un asking him to, quote, please withdraw the order to punish me and my family. And, like, basically said, I have no plans to overthrow you. You can have it all. Just please stop looking for us. But he also became a CIA informant, so his brother didn't really trust him.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Eventually, Kim Jong-un was like, fine, you can leave North Korea, but consider yourself exiled from the bloodline. Kim Jong-nam was hiding in China because they have a good relationship with North Korea. So for them to move on him on, like, allied land would look really bad. It would be like a threat of war. Mm-hmm. So if anyone wanted to get to him, they had to watch his moves closely to see when he would be outside of China. So, right before the attack, February 8th, 2017, Kim Jong-nam was seen with a man in a Western hotel in Langkawi, Malaysia, said to have been a CIA agent. It wasn't confirmed that this particular man was indeed an agent, but the U.S. did admit that Kim Jong-nam was an informant after his passing. After the murder, they went through Nam's laptop and found data was removed. Kim Jong-nam also had roughly $138,000 on him in his bag at the time of his murder, and it was suspected that this was from giving information to aforementioned CIA agent.
I see. Oh, okay.
Okay, so overall, we're looking at 8 suspects, not including CT and Duan. So we have Hanamori, who is considered the mastermind, Oh Jong-gil, the godfather, Mr. Y, Mr. Chang, Ri Jong-chol, who is the chemist, Hyung Kwang-song, the embassy official, Kim Uk-il, who is an Air Koryo employee, and James. I was like, and James, yes.
And James.
Okay, so the top 4 on the list, Hanamori, Oh Jong-gil, Mr. Y, and Mr. Chang, were all at the airport that day, and they immediately fled to Pyongyang. North Korea.
No shit. What are these guys doing then? Weird. How to not be suspicious.
Mm-hmm. Well, the penalty for murder in Malaysia is an automatic death sentence. So they were like, okay, bye. Number 5, Ri Jong-chol, the chemist, was living in Malaysia and was said to have driven the men to the airport that day. The North Korean ambassador in Malaysia spoke out against Malaysia, saying that their government forcibly pulled Ri Jong-chol out of his home and arrested him. So now North Korea doesn't really trust the Malaysian police. So the Malaysia was like, okay, fine then, you're fired, to the North Korean ambassador. They also said, you know how we were cool with North Koreans not needing a visa to enter Malaysia? Well, fuck you, forget it. So North Korea clapped back and was like, fine, then anyone here from Malaysia can't leave North Korea unless you release Ri Jong-chol as well as Hwang Kwang-song, the embassy official, and Kim Uk-il, the airline employee. Also, we demand you send the body of Kim Jong-nam back to North Korea, like, now. So Malaysia was like, fine, you can have them. Please let the Malaysian families go home. Thanks.
Oh my gosh.
Right. So on March 3rd, Ri Jong-chol, the chemist, was released and deported due to lack of evidence. He tried saying later that the Malaysian police threatened the safety of his family, and if he didn't confess his involvement in the assassination, you know, they would hurt him. He said his arrest was part of a conspiracy, but Malaysian police were like, yeah, nah, you're just guilty.
Yeah.
And all of these negotiations were going on completely unbeknownst to CT or Duan. In fact, Duan went back to the Kuala Lumpur airport 2 days later for what she believed to be another video shoot. She looked around for her boss, she tried calling him, she couldn't get through. Eventually, she just left. She was about to get in a taxi when she was apprehended by police.
Oh my god.
When CT found out, she said she thought she was being double pranked. When they're like, haha, you're going away for murder, and she's like, haha, very funny, double pranked. No, really.
No, seriously.
This guy that you touched
and you're dead now. Yeah, you could be sentenced to death. Let's go.
Well, the ultimate prank.
Mm-hmm. Death.
Killing somebody.
Prank ya.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my god.
Right?
So now the women will
stand. Not a good prank. I'm just saying that now. Prank. So nobody on TikTok's like, new prank.
Nope.
Bad murdering
prank.
People.
Bad prank. Not a prank.
Not a good prank.
It's actually not a prank.
That's not a prank. It's the best prank. It's the worst prank.
It's the worst prank.
Okay, so now the women will stand trial for the murder of Kim Jong-nam.
Oh my god.
If found guilty, they will be sentenced to death.
Oh my god.
The trial started on October 2nd, 2017, with both women pleading not guilty. During the trial, so many questions would arise about whether or not the women knew what they were doing, right? Like, were they trained and willing assassins, or were they just pawns? Why did both women immediately go wash their hands? Why did they also not die from the VX agent when it said that even a drop will kill you? If they knew what they were doing, why did they document so much of this on their social media accounts? Okay, so the women said they went to wash their hands for the simple fact that they were oily. They didn't want to ruin their clothes or touch their faces, so they went to wash their hands. One of the women was wearing a white shirt, so she's like, oh, I just had crap on my hands. Like, wouldn't you wash your hands? It's said that there's CCTV footage that exists of CT adjusting her sunglasses after the incident, but that Malaysian police refused to release the footage. So she's like, I even touched my face. Like, why would I touch my face if I knew that this could kill me? Mm-hmm. They didn't change their clothes, though, which you'd think one would do if they knew that there was traces of a deadly nerve agent on it.
Yeah.
They just washed their hands. They didn't change. And so as for the VX agent not killing them, it was found that the sample they used was old and degraded. Apparently, VX degrades very rapidly, and this sample was many years old. It also would have taken longer to seep into their skin through their thick palms of their hands versus having it rubbed into their eyes and mouth. CD did report getting sick on the ride home that day, though, as well as feeling sick for a few days after.
I was going to ask, I wonder if, like, they had intended on them also dying.
I'm sure they didn't care.
Yeah, you know, like, if they were, like, if they died also, whatever, like, at least there's no loose ends, and they didn't die, and they're like, well, all right, and they also fled.
They were straight up pawns this entire time. Yeah. They could not have cared. They
exactly.
were just like, we need
like,
someone
well,
to fall, take the fall for this,
oh,
please.
Oh, shit, you guys also lived, and we probably expected you guys to, you know, accidentally do something and not give up, like, who we are and shit like that.
Easy. Well, and like, they didn't know who they were, because they had fake names from all these men, and they were documenting it, like, on their social media. They were on Snapchat, their own whatever, and there's like a bunch of times where you can see James in the video being like, put that away, or whatever, like trying not to be on video. Okay, so overall, both defense lawyers agreed that their clients did not know that they were handling poison and they were just made a scapegoat for the four missing North Korean suspects. They also pointed the blame at the Malaysian government for not doing their best to pursue these suspects and letting them get away. It was clear the government and prosecution wanted the girls to pay to save face because it would make Malaysia look bad that someone of that caliber was murdered in broad daylight on their land.
Yeah, it's awful.
But the defense wasn't having it. There was just too much evidence that the women were manipulated.
Yeah.
Multiple videos of the women playing similar pranks on different airports were played in court. They also were able to call witnesses who had previously spoken with the women about their jobs as actresses and their involvement in prank shows. They were like, there's plenty of quotes out there of people being like, yeah, they definitely told me about this, of everything they were doing, right? Mm-hmm.
I want to give a shout out to Magnum Coffee.
Magnum Coffee.
They're a coffeery in here. A coffeetery.
Coffeetery.
A coffeetery in Vegas. And I think it's at least where they roast their beans. But they're a company in town, and they're really cool, and they're really nice, and they have delicious coffee. They're kind of over by the airport if you're a Vegas person.
Like sunset and... not quite Eastern.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's really cool. They do coffee stuff there. They also donated a gourmet coffee basket for the Playhouse. So thank you, Magnum Coffee. Also, you have delicious coffee.
Thank you.
For being
delicious coffee.
Oh. Love that.
Development Hell is back, guys.
Development Hell is the podcast that Richard Humphreys and Kyle Anderson has with another gentleman that's, I'm sure, very lovely as well. I'm very sorry that I don't know your name. But I love that podcast. They do, like, a stupid, awesome deep dive about, like, a movie that took forever to get made. They just did the Speed Racer, like, and it's so good. And they just, like, they're funny. Their anchor ad is my favorite one. And because they tell the truth about how we make millions of dollars off of Anchor. Mm-hmm. they're not afraid to tell the truth. And they're just funny boys, and I love it. And I'm somebody that likes to learn a ton of shit about stupid things. They did a whole thing about Godzilla, and it's so great. And King Kong, like, it's so great. So I highly recommend it if you want to learn about movies and projects and video games and stuff like that that just took forever.
Yeah.
Fun.
Nice.
Awesome.
That's really awesome.
How much did they pay you for that ad?
Not enough. No, just kidding. They paid me nothing. They paid me in friendship because I love them.
Ah,
friendship.
Gross. I love it.
Friendship.
But then, one day, 5 months into the trial, CT Asia is suddenly released and all murder charges are dropped. Turns out the Indonesian government had written to the Malaysian government on her behalf and they came to an agreement. But poor Duan did not have the same outcome.
Oh, my God.
Her home country of Vietnam did not have the same relationship with the Malaysian government, so her trial was set to continue. Also, at the time, Vietnam was in, like, decent standings with North Korea, so they were like, should we risk it for this one citizen?
This one innocent citizen.
Yeah, right. But thankfully, eventually, Vietnam was like, this is BS. It's obvious that there was political lobbying, diplomatic pressure coming from Indonesia to get what they want. This isn't fair. You have to let our citizens go free as well. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, man. And Malaysia was like, nuh-uh, it was based on laws, not external pressure. Whatever. But April 1st, 2019, the murder charges against Duan... Yes. On Nicole's birthday, 2019, the murder charge against Duan was dropped.
Oh, good.
Not a joke. No prank there.
Wait. But it's not over.
No.
She was, however, still forced to plead guilty to a lesser charge of voluntarily causing hurt by dangerous weapons or means.
No.
She was sentenced to 3 years and 4 months in prison, but her term was reduced and she was released like 3 months later. So May 3rd, 2019, she did
But that's
did
still
it
like on her record and she didn't know. Like, yeah. she didn't volunteer to do that. Mm-hmm. She thought it was baby oil.
Yep. But the girls, like, the nice thing is that CT and Duan, they remain very close friends.
Oh, good.
And they're very glad to have each other.
Good.
And if you or anyone else knows how to end a podcast without it being awkward, please send an email to morningmurders@gmail.com.
Any final sips?
Any final sips?
That's how we end it.
There it is.
Sorry. It's been so long.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this story, I didn't know the story. I knew, like, that had happened, but I didn't know what caused it all to happen.
My God.
Just kind of briefly saw in the news that he had died, but that's all I knew. That's wild. And as a person who, like, does weird videos sometimes with people, where you're like, you do fake videos that are, like,
right,
supposed to be real, but, like, that's crazy that happened to them. And they're like, oh, my God, That's why you work with people that you know. You're like, nope, everybody.
Well, but they were working with them for so long. They were doing a bunch of pranks. They got, yes.
Like, they've been setting this in motion since 2012.
Yeah, if you're going to kill. Yes, in 2012, they met them. In 2017, they killed him.
That is wild. 5-year plan.
They've been on trips. That's how they got paid and their money was real. Like, it was legit money. So, of course you think it's real. Of course you do.
Yeah, that's how you do that.
They were groomed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That is just so crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Long haul, indeed. Well, because they were like, well, we don't know when he's going to be outside of China.
My God, so we're just going to wait. That meeting, like, hey, guys, all right, I've got this idea.
The film meeting. That's like where the every time they have, like, a shooting day, like, that they always have to have, like, the meeting, like,
What are the boards called?
Yeah, production meeting, yeah.
Production meeting storyboard.
The storyboard, there it is.
Jiminy Cricket.
It's, like, it's the unfortunate thing is, right, like, that's what artists are being, artists are getting booked other jobs, guys, in North Korea.
Yeah.
Artists get paid to do other things in North Korea, to, like, create films and prank content, only to then eventually, at some point, probably murder some guy.
That's wild.
They'll live in a different country, like, because
prank videos are such a huge thing, and like even like fake prank videos where like even the person involved like knows it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that would just be such a normal thing. Like, hey, we want to make some prank videos. Can we hire you? And be like, okay.
But yeah.
You don't even know that it's like a long haul for this assassination.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Like, could you imagine, like, because we worked promotions at the Rio Casino, mm-hmm. right? So could you imagine if we just like did that for so long and then eventually like we're.
One day they're like, oh, these are different coupons that you're going to hand out. Mm-hmm. And they have like nerve agent all over and we're insane. Just killing everybody just as we go and we don't even know.
Don't even know.
Insane.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly. Wow, I've learned more.
Now you know.
Now I know.
My final sip is crime happens everywhere.
Dude.
Everywhere.
All over the world. Not just in our beautiful North American backyard of also Canada. Canada has a lot of serial killers.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about some of them.
Yeah.
Pig farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Amanda, thank you for bringing that wild, wild episode. I did not know that whole thing.
Yeah, there's I put it in my show notes, too, but there's a documentary just called Assassins about this, and it's crazy.
Man.
You just feel so bad for these poor, innocent women, obviously innocent women. Oh, God.
That's crazy. Terrible. How scarring. Like, that is so traumatic. Mm-hmm. Like, you murdered someone unknowingly. Mm-hmm. Like, you... just doing your normal job of these pranks that you've been doing for years and you murder someone unknowingly. Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Yeah, for it to come back later. Because sometimes, like, pranks do come around and, like, accidents can happen and things can happen. So it's like, oh, this innocent thing turned around and bit me in the ass. But it's different for you, like, to think it was all fine because it's been fine every other time. And then after the fact, they're like, this guy died. And you're like, what?
And these people that you've been, like, traveling with and you have this rapport with, obviously. You know, it's the person knowing that the entire time that you were with them, they were like, yeah, we're just going to sacrifice you for this whole thing. Like, we do not care. You're going out to slaughter
because
we're just training you to kill this guy, and if you die, meh.
Like, the whole time.
The whole time?
It is interesting to only get 3 years for willingly killing somebody.
It must have just like been part
doing
of that
harm,
deal.
Doing harm,
killing.
Doing
harm, yeah.
Well, I just think about cases where, like, what are the split hairs on that? Cases where someone is only taking 3 years doing harm when, like, they actually did, like, mean to do it? Like,
yeah, well, it just also depends on where you are, because literally it's just region by region.
Right.
It just depends, because especially here, like, one state, one part of the state will say this, the other part of the same state will say something else. Like, all over the place.
Well, yeah, I mean, even talking about, like, the court proceedings for Junko, like, that on those fucking assholes, like, that it's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of the stuff, but we have our own versions of that too.
Yeah,
where we were like, yep, they got off. Casey Anthony.
Casey Anthony. Can't even say her name without vomiting.
Yeah.
She's a terrible person,
just like those guys that ran away back to North Korea.
Yeah.
Those cowards.
And just left those girls.
Fuck those guys.
Fuck mm-hmm. those guys, man. I'm glad the girls are, essentially overall okay. Like, tons of scars and trauma, of course, underneath everything. But I'm glad that they're, like, still together,
free,
friends.
And, like, with their family.
Yeah, because that is so scary. I can't
even imagine.
Their
lives back. My God.
So terrifying.
They could have also died.
They could
like,
have
no
died.
One would have yet to be like, oh, my God, I also had, like, a nerve agent on my on hands. My hand. I could have touched
like,
anything.
Like, what if it
that's
wasn't
why
washable?
I got sick in the
like,
taxi.
Right,
not because,
right.
like, I was car sick.
No. Freaking nerve agent on my hands.
Yeah.
Bleeding into my skin. Sick.
Sick.
Sick!
Make sure you trust everybody around you. Beans.
Yeah,
you know
beans.
What?
Wash your hands.
I was literally, that's what I was going to say. I was like, I think if we've learned anything today, it's
wash
your
hands.
Fucking hands. With soap and water. Although, actually, I want to say I read something that was saying that, like, even if they had washed their hands with... If you had the actual, like, nerve agent as it came...
The real?
Yeah, like, the real, I mean, it would have just killed them. Like, a drop would have killed them. And it would have killed... It wouldn't have washed off their hands even with soap and water.
Well, they probably thought about that because the girls had to keep it on their hands for so long before they reached him to put it on his face. So they had to make sure it was going to at least not do anything to make them freak out to stop.
Right, because... Oh, why do I... Yeah, because if they're like, no, wait. No, never mind. My brain was thinking that I saw something, but I didn't. But it was just my brain. Okay, beep, beep.
Brain.
Right, because if they had like, nerve agent or other things on their hands for the previous ones, they would have like, been like, huh, my hands are burning.
Well, yeah.
Huh.
But even, like no. for this particular one, they're like, okay, we see the guy who is not right next to them, right? They have to travel. And if it's so instant, like they're saying, the minute they would have put it on their hands, it would have already happened.
You're
so
right.
Almost like
yeah,
they
yeah,
had
yeah.
to dilute
they
it.
Wouldn't have made it. Yeah, they wouldn't yeah. have, like, made it to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they also right. both got there, like, slightly different times because
no,
they were
was
in different
like
spots.
No, it was, like, one right after
oh,
the
right
other.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were both kind of, like, watching
okay.
from
okay.
a distance. And mm-hmm. it was like, oh okay,
it's
go.
Go time.
Okay, go. Yeah, it was very weird. Crazy.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Right, Beans? Right? Crazy. Ah, well, Amanda, thank you again for bringing that story to the breakfast nook.
Thank you, Amanda.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We sipped our coffee and listened to a terrible story. Guys, wash
what
your hands.
What we do? Wash your freaking hands.
Wash your hands. Don't pull pranks.
Yeah, don't yeah. pull pranks. Unless they're, like, really cute pranks that are, like, you know, I put sugar in your coffee and you wanted it black. But, like, actual sugar and not anything else crazy.
I'm diabetic. Why?
Oh, yeah. God. No, wait.
Oh, man. Just be don't like Winston pull. On New Girl. Although some of his pranks are scary pranks.
They're so funny.
Some of them are like, I put a feather in your shoe.
Yeah, it's either not enough or too much.
Too much.
Keep
yeah.
it like Jim and Dwight, you know?
Oh,
like,
just a little bit
jello.
Of
pranks.
Jello. Jello
stapler
pranks.
In the jello. Mm-hmm.
Just right. don't eat it and die. Oh, Beans, thank you so much for joining us.
I told
here.
You, how do you end a podcast? How do you end
We've
an episode?
We've been doing fine for 3 seasons.
And if you know, you can... Write to us because this. Nope. See, I
I'm
can't
just
do it.
Watch you.
Nope. This is Nicole's job anyway. I can't do it.
Oh gosh, Beans. Thank you so much for joining us here on our Breakfast Nook again. I hope you enjoyed your coffees as you listened to this crazy story. We look forward to telling you more crazy, wild stories in the future here on this lovely podcast we like to call
Morning Murders.
That's how we usually end.
Great. There it is. Got there. It's the getting there.
It's the getting there.
One
it's
day
the
I'm just
going to
be like, and that. More. I think that's how I'm going to leave conversations now.
Right.
I'm just going to look at someone for a second and be like, Morning Murders. Beep, beep, bye.
Thank you for listening to Morning Murders.
Keep checking our page for new episodes and special guests.
Want to learn more? Swing by our Instagram to check out more information from our episodes at Morning Murders. That's MORNINGMURDERS.
Also, you can always check out some mental health links and our episodes resources in our show notes.
If you enjoyed listening to our highly caffeinated conversation, please leave us a 5-star rating and tell your friends.
If you have any stories you'd like to hear discussed around the Breakfast Nook, email us at morningmurders@gmail.com.
Thank you for listening!
B-O-R.
Hi!
What?
Hi, Robo! Look at your beautiful face!
Hey,
and
Ben, 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 Ben,
here's a Ben! Everybody wants everybody's!
You look at my knee!
Oh, God! Falling! Falling!
Wow!
Nicole, there's no room
no.
for you in here.
Ro-Ro, there's always room for you in my heart.
Just trying to get in my lap.
crap, which I'm about, but it's
She's
little.
Like, I'm getting in here.
This is
gotta
a
talk
tiny,
about true crime.
A tiny nook. Bye. Okay, later.
Okay, bye.
You are.
You are. Amanda.
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 Amanda. Amanda.
Amanda.
Amanda.
Amanda.
Amanda.
Amanda.
Amanda.
Oh, Nicolas.
Everybody knows you as Nicolas.
You are Nicolas. 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 Nicolas.
Nicolas. That was a great song.
Brenda.
That's me.
That's
yep.
Also, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to make us stop.
Whatever
it takes. Yeah, when that lady kept saying my name wrong and was like Brenda, and I was like, yeah, whatever it takes to just make this interaction stop so that you can move on and I can go sit
and I can get my tacos.
Yeah, I'm just, I don't mind. It's okay. You don't need to know my name.
Like, just give me my food.
Just give me, it's okay, yeah. You do you, babe.
You do you, boo. I just want my food.
I just want my food.
Okay. Look at that.
There's so much hair.
Put in your hair in
today
a
I tried 7 times to do really cute space buns, and none of them look cute because I have too much hair, and I decided it's time to chop. Time to chop it
I was
it
just
up.
Looking at it when we were sitting over in the kitchen, and I was like, gosh, your hair's gotten so long.
You know the last time I cut it?
When?
My wedding.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Banana. I only ever cut my bangs. I don't cut the rest of my hair. But
I have a haircut on Thursday.
Ooh.
I just got to get my bob back.
Yay.
Because it's just unhealthy. That's usually just the case. It just gets so unhealthy from heat stuff that I'm like, well,
because
I have very fine hair.
Yeah.
That gets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine ass hair.
So I just gotta
connect to the old fine ass face.
Gotta give my bob back. Yeah. Cut all my hair up. All take right. it away anymore.
Welcome
take
back, Bob.
Yeah.
Bob.
Yeah.
Bob's cool.
Babe.
Bob's cool. Cool Bob.
Cool. I love you guys.
I love you.
Just wanted to say that too.
Sick. All right. Are we ready to do this? We're back in the breakfast. It's been a while, guys.
We're back.
We're back.
We gotta do this. I got 24%. Let's go.
Okay.
Take a sip.
Take
a sip.
Let's then we'll do the intro.
The Kumpel?
Kumpel.
Yay.
Kumboat.
Nope. He introduced himself.
You're boop boop boop.
Beep beep.